If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
It's 17 past the hour from the airport. Is it the middle of the body scan or is it the pat down? What you going through right now, Don?
This lady at the airport told me to tell Jay he is certainly not getting anything for Christmas. Not even a lump of coal. He tried to set me up last time and told me that I wouldn't have to work for TJMS today.
Jay,
your hoverboard is in the mail. I had it plugged in all night, waiting for it to burn up as soon as you plug it in, all right? So listen, I have to tell you, I was very excited yesterday because I got to interview Santa Claus on CNN. And you know he's busy this time of year, so it was a double honor.
Yeah.
Do you know what his nickname is?
What?
I'm not talking about Jolly Old St. Nick. This one's nickname is Santa D. You ever heard of Santa D?
No.
Santa D is known as the real black Santa Claus. I introduced him on TV yesterday. He said, ho, ho, ho. And I said, how you doing, Black Santa Claus? And he said, right on, right on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for real,
yeah.
For real, for real.
Yeah, that's a Black Santa.
I love it.
He told me he stumbled into the role just a few years ago after he was taking an insurance class. Now, this is the truth. He was trying to renew his license as an insurance salesman. And he says a man who was teaching the course was a white man. And he had been playing this role at Santa Claus for a long time. And he said the man's phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing nonstop throughout the entire course. And then he confided in Santa D, well, he wasn't Santa D then, that it was a lucrative business and that he earned about $30,000 a year in extra income by being Santa Claus. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he said, so black Santa Clauses are in demand. And so Santa D has a gray beard and the rest is history. So from May to November, he says he pulls out the red. He says he calls it pulling out the red for his role. And he has fell in love with the job and not the money. He actually makes more than $30,000 factoring somebody doing it.
Wow, good for him.
Hey, Don, if you ever get a chance to go to Atlanta, they have a Santa Claus in the West End Mall. And they've been doing it for about 20 years. So you might want to check that guy out, too. It's all Santa Claus. That's the Santa Claus they have in the West
End. Well, I'm going to Atlanta today, but I'm stopping over just a minute to go to Baton Rouge. I'm just stopping over to get a vodka in the Delta Lounge.
Yeah,
and then I'm
right.
Going to Baton
Rouge. Whatever.
Hey, listen. Santa D says he had an interesting story to tell me about kids. He says kids don't see color until older people teach them that, their parents. And this is a quote from him. He said, when I first started doing this job, I was in a mall. I was a mall Santa. And he said, this mom came in the mall early in the morning, and she saw the white Santa. And he said she came back in the afternoon, and she and her kids were all dressed to the nine, ready for Santa Claus. And when she saw him, she walked away and said, no, not that Santa. And she said, the kids turned around and said, Mom, where are you going? Look, Santa, Santa, Santa. And he said, they don't care what color Santa Claus is. They just think that he is the fat man in the red suit who's bringing the gifts, and that's all they care about. Here's what I have to say. Black Santas are in demand because there are so few of them out there who play the role. I have to say, Black Santa, get on it. All right, Jay, that means you. You can be a Santa. You don't even need the padding. America's children of all colors need you. Ho, ho, ho. It's Don Lemon from the Tom Jordan Morning Show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Travel safely, Don. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Y'all have a good one. Happy New Year.
All right, good. Yeah. I wonder where Santa D lives in the offseason. I know he lives in the North Pole, but in the offseason. Where D from? College Park.